Welcome back to the 2 Mutts podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Marshall, and I am riding solo this evening. I had a very interesting day, and I'm going to try something new here. A lot of times we do our roundtable or we have a guest, and all the time we talk about hockey. So, but today and tonight, I'm going to talk about something a little bit different and try something new. I'm going to give it my first go by myself, but we'll reach out to some people in a different sector, and meaning everyone kind of knows how much I love my being a Christian and all that. So loving God, loving Jesus is something that's very important to me. And 5 years ago I started this platform, and I love the team that we have, and you know, those guys can always enjoy in these conversations too. If they don't, then that's okay too. But, and if people don't want to listen to these kind of episodes, then they don't have to, but we're going to give it a try and see what it's like and see what the feedback is. We've done a little bit, sprinkled in this a little bit before and never got any complaints and got a lot of good feedback. So something we're going to try. This is new in a journey for me. I probably became a Christian about 4 years ago. I was on the LNG Canada project in Kitimat, British Columbia. And I met my spiritual father, Brian Betty, who is from Los Angeles, California area, and resides in Henderson, Nevada now. And he's someone that means a lot to me. So connecting with him and learning his journey and tying his journey into mine, and some similarities, but also a lot of education on learning more about it. So I'm looking forward to having him on as a guest, not just once, but multiple times. So we'll work with that, but I'm excited. This is going to be pretty sweet for me. I'm hoping this brings a lot of healing and helping. Maybe me talking can help, and whoever listens, but over this journey, there's been a lot of ups and there's been a lot of downs in my life, and a lot of it, leaning on God to kind of help you get through it is very important. And trying to find your way in life is very important too. So today was a good day. It was my Auntie Debbie's 70th birthday, so we celebrated that at my parents' house. So that was very nice, my mom and my stepfather, who I do call my dad. He's been in my life since 2003, so I don't call him by his first name. I call him by dad. I had lost my father at the age of 14, 2 days before Christmas. And I found my father in his room, passed away. And my father, at the time didn't really know what was going on. Obviously, I was pretty young. As the autopsy came up 2 weeks later, my father, he ended up taking his own life. And obviously back in that time, we didn't know a lot about what mental health probably was. My dad was a welder for 27 years, so he was in the construction industry, and we definitely didn't know what mental health was. And if we did, you didn't talk about it back then. So obviously me and my brothers have followed the footsteps, not being welders, but being in the construction industry. Myself as a journeyman carpenter, and my brothers as a certified journeyman mason. So both of them are been with Bird Construction for quite some time. And it's a company that's near and dear to my heart, and love the journey that brings Bird Construction together. A lot of great people there, and they support mental health very well, and every company's learning and getting better at that too. But today was a good day. So that obviously very tough in those terms of losing my father at that age. Finding him, knowing later on that's what happened. And and as the years went on, you kind of educated yourself on mental health, and you kind of saw some signs that you didn't see before that you see now. And it's tough that it had to happen. And I miss my dad. It's been 25 years since he's been gone. And I guess maybe the reason why I'm kind of doing this podcast is a lot of that has brought back up some bad memories. And you know, I've talked about this on some previous episodes before, but you know, Christmas time is a very difficult time of the year for my family. Maybe my brothers a little bit, I don't know if I would say less, because they have kids. I don't have kids, so it's kind of easier for them to, you know, enjoy the day a bit more because they have kids. And with me being single and not having kids, you know, definitely I guess it's a little bit different in that aspect. So that's, I can only speak for myself in that. But yeah, this past Christmas, you know, obviously the anniversary of my dad's passing every year is tough. Definitely miss him. And unfortunately I got a phone call at 6 a.m. on Christmas morning that altered my life even more, and even put that whole Christmas, you know, even make it harder to enjoy that day, and you know, probably make it harder to enjoy that day going forward. And I got a phone call that really hurt. It really, really hurt. You know, I was shocked by it. And you know, it's it's hard to kind of talk about, because you know how much that conversation really hurt me, and you know, and how much that conversation also hurt someone else too. So which makes it even more harder. And yeah, so obviously, you know, I don't live a no one's perfect in this world, and I'm just going to openly say that not one person in this world is perfect. If there is that person, that'll be the very first perfect perfect person we will ever come across. But you know, I was trying to find myself in life, and you know, several years ago I met someone that was showing up for me in ways that you would never think someone could show up for someone. In life, you open up about things that happen in your life, and you're kind of, you know, you kind of get judged or ridiculed or looked at different. And then sometimes it goes in the other way where, you know, people really understand, wow, that's tough. That's hard. How can I help you? How did you feel? I felt that way before. This is what I did when I felt that. So like, you know, and I, my terms of when you hear stuff like that, that's a good leader. A good leader would lead in that way. You know, feel, felt, and you know, how that was kind of mean a lot. And you know, and so not everyone's like that though, because a lot of people in this world can be, you know, a bit selfish, or think that they're perfect, so they are like, yeah, you see you later, buddy, or see you later, gal, or whatever kind of situation it is. But when you have someone that kind of you kind of open up to and share things about, and you keep going and going and going in that direction, and that person just continues to show up for you, you're like, wow, this is special. You know, no one's really kind of really ever done this before. And some people that have too, but in different settings, not like no one has, but when it, that one person that kind of just stands out to you, like, it means a lot. You're like, wow. And it's like, this is my best friend. Like, this person, I can call on a drop of the hat. I could text at any point. I could have any kind of conversation and be like, boom, here we go. This is what's going on. And they talk and they listen and they explain, and then they have good positive feedback, where they give you feedback in a way where you're like, this is special. Like, holy, like, I, you know, you never thought like someone could do that for you. And when they do that for you, you do a lot for them and on the other end too. So you're helping each other in such a great way. So it's kind of like special, and it's hard to explain unless you're in that situation. So for me, I was in that situation. So it's easy for me to know where that person meant for me, and how much that person meant for me, and how much, you know, that person will continue to mean for me for the rest of my life, knowing that they were removed from my life because, you know, because they're around other people that don't really understand life as well as they do than they would. You know, so they don't see it the same way. They don't understand it the same way. and they never will. And that's okay. That's on them. They got things to work on too. And, you know, and kind of like the saying to start this podcast is, you know, God's going to put you back together right in front of the people that broke you. So sadly, you know, I was broken in front of a group of people, that were removed from another church. And I love church. And I'm going to get to a new church that I just found this weekend, kind of knew about it before, did some research, and then dove into that church, and wow, amazing. And we'll get to that in a second, but, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about, you know, church. We're going to talk about religion. We're going to talk about faith. We're going to talk about God. We're going to talk about Jesus. You know, and every day in life, we have two things when we wake up. We have a chance, we have a choice. And I think we need to put more value on the choices we make, you know, because those choices that we make are going to be the reasons why we have live a better life, live a happier life, live a life that could be filled in the best way possible. You know, so those choices are huge. There's a chance to just continue what you want to do. Just it's going to be chance. I'm just going to continue to chance and being in this relationship, or chance to have these people in my life. But you have a choice to keep those people in your life. And broke people or hurt people hurt people. Sadly, you know, I was a part of another church in Edmonton. Still a good church. I think they did the right thing. You know, after so many, you know, so many situations that happened, not involving me, but so I won't get too much into it, because at the end of the day, not that what those things happened that did not involve me, but they did the right thing for looking out for other people that were hurt by this group of people. So they removed, to get removed from a church is a pretty serious thing. You know, so they removed this group was removed from this church and went on to open up another church in December. And I talked about this church on previous episodes, so people can go back and listen, but it's the House Church in Edmonton. And that group went on to open up their new church, and good on them. All good. You wish them the best, but, you know, when you, you know, brainwash or manipulate or, throw stones at people and use that's your focal point of how you want to live your life, because the receipts show it. And I mean, receipts is, you know, you got receipts in stores, but like receipts of, you know, emails, conversations, people telling you things, showing you things, you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I can only speak for what my situation happened. So this group, you know, got involved, thinking that my life is their life, and my life is not their life, and getting involved in other people's lives when it's not their lives to get involved, you know, and you integrate them and you're going at them and you're making them feel worse when they have no, you know, business knowing what's going on in your life. Unless you go to them and you ask for help, or you're like, hey, this is what's happened to me. What do you think? Where are you at? Then you can somewhat get involved. But you know, to get involved when you're not told to get involved, they're asked to get involved, then I think, you know, and then when you consume yourself by getting involved in someone's life, your whole focal point for about 3-4 months is to now damage someone's reputation, or, you know, how someone wants to live their life, or how someone's going to do things in their life, and, you know, make up lies, tell the stories, posting, say things, hide things when you get called out. After you're calling them out, they're hiding things. You know, so that's tough. And, you know, and this is a problem in most churches from what you hear from a lot of people. There's a lot of hurt people inside churches. And just because you go to a church and just because you work at a church or serve in a church doesn't mean you're perfect. Same thing if you're in construction, same thing if you're in the industry of hockey, all these things, they play a different factor. You know, but you can, you know, you're not perfect at the end of the day, just because you serve God, or, you know, you're actually almost hurting more God in a way, because you're there to represent him in the best possible way. But when you're not representing him in that best possible way, that's tough. And when you get removed from a church and then take a few months and then open up a new church. And then instantly, as soon as you open up a new church, it's like the same things all over again. That's not good. So you're hurting a lot of people in doing that. And at the end of the day, all you can do now is say it's in God's hands. It's in the Holy Spirit's hands. And I think, you know, that's the right thing. You just put it in his hands, put it in God's hands, put it in the Holy Spirit's hands, let him deal with it. And I will never talk about this ever again after this, but, I lost my best friend because, you know, someone that, went out of their way to, hurt me and also hurt them. And, so it's tough. And then obviously when I'm in a state of hurt, I'm trying to like figure out where I stand, who to trust, who not to trust. And you're getting bad advice. And then your actions aren't doing so good because you're hurt. So you're like, all right, like now you're hurting me. So like, what am I trying to do? I'm trying to, either fix it, but then I'm not fixing it. I'm almost making things worse in a way too, which aren't good. And I own up to my own actions. I'll say that right off the start that my actions and my consequences hurt me, but it could also hurt others too. So, my words can do that too. One thing I've learned with this podcast is that, I have a voice that travels in a way because, people listen, people respect your opinion, people like what you have to say. And I love helping people. This podcast has helped so many people and will continue to help people. This podcast was created 5 years ago to give back to charities at work. We don't take any money and put it anywhere besides charities. That's where it all goes. For someone to come here and try to make a buck off this podcast, that's wrong. Because that's not what we were starting out to do. And you could ask the guys that are a part of this podcast, the things that they get in return are from our sponsors in products or some swag in here and there. But, any funds go to the charities that we work with, and we work with very variable charities. There's so many charities we work with, and we've talked about them before, and we'll continue to work with those charities because that's where we started this. That's what we wanted to do when we created this podcast. And at the end of the day, we all said, hey, if one person listens or 100 people listen, then, or 11,000 people listen, then that's awesome. We did the most, we did 4 podcasts last week in a week span. It's normally we don't do one. We do one a week, if anything. But we did 4 in a week, and we hit a record amount of downloads compared to any other time we've done 4 in 1 week. And all great guests, all great people. And that's awesome. It's great conversations that can continue to have inside the hockey circle. And I just wanted to create something a little bit different here. And maybe every Monday we release an episode that like this with guests, like I'm going to open it up this way. I'll get ridiculed maybe for some of the things I'm going to say and how I'm going to say it. And I need more education or not education. I don't know. We'll see. You'll see what the feedback is, but, I continue to love helping people. And again, what our podcast does is we help kids that, that play minor hockey can never get the experience to go to a Oilers game or an Oilers practice and meet some NHL players. And we've done that for several teams in the city, and we'll continue to do. Great Ron McLean brought us up on Hockey Night Canada. That was a beautiful moment for those families, for those kids. Obviously in, a weird, selfish way, that was great for our podcast too, but that's not what it was about. But it was nice that Ron did that and shed a light on that, because those are things we do all the time. We just love doing it. We do it all season with the Edmonton Oilers and other teams, the Flames, the Sharks, the Kings, the Devils, all these teams that come through that where we know some players, we want to give back. And that's the whole point of doing this podcast. And I think in life, that's what life should be all about. Life is not about you. It's about the people around you, how you impact those other people, how you make them feel loved, how you care about them. That's what life should be about. Not trying to hurt people or come at people. And I got receipts for how I was broken in front of these people. And I'm moved on, and I will, I might not sound like it. So maybe there's still a little bit there, and I'll work through that. I'll get some healing, I'll get some deliverance with that. But you know, I'm going to have to, you know, defend and call out situations that happen. And that church isn't for me, might be for those people that go there. I would say, you know, being forced to go to that church is probably not a good thing either. You got to make decisions on your own. And your actions of making your own decisions are tough. You know, it could be scary when you got to go outside the box and be like, hey, well, you know, this group of people are going, but I don't feel like that close to go there. In anything. This doesn't mean this just this church. It could be a different church, or, you know, a different situation when you work at work. Maybe it's, if it's not comfortable, it's like, yeah, I can't go there. But, you know, and just learn, educate yourself. And at the end of the day, make those choices. And I come back to that before, like I said, it just moments ago, like make the choice that benefits you. If it doesn't benefit you and you don't see it and you're not feeling it, that's not right for you. Then, you know, you can't just continue to go there because, you know, some people and maybe in your family or, you know, you're being forced to go or whatever. Just because you have like a small group of people in your life that have been in your life for a bit doesn't mean that's your whole entire group. Like, you know, like if you're seeing that group is not for you, then step up. You know, it's hard. It takes a lot of courage. I understand it, but you got to look on the other side. There's a group of people that are going to be there for you. So as that door closes in your life, you walk up that hallway, there's another door that God has for you. And he's going to open that door. And that door is going to be so great to open because you're going to be filled with people that are there for you, that love you, care for you, respect you. They don't judge you. They don't look at you any different. And they'll be there to walk you through the process that you want. Like going to church should be your sweet spot. And that's my sweet spot now. And I just found this new church in Edmonton and I'm like blown away. Like I can't say anything bad. It was so great. It was like, I was in awe, like awe. I was crying. I was emotional. It was so good. And that's the Saint Church in Edmonton. They have three locations and I just, all of them just so great, so welcoming, so loving. You're not closed off. You're not, there's no nastiness. There's no like what's going on here? What's the agenda? Like that doesn't seem like the agenda. No weird conversations, like everything from worship, you know, to this, from baptism to, you know, sermon to, you know, giving back and caring and loving and putting your money into God's hands so he can use that to help others and maybe help your own finances, like all that stuff. It's just there. It's for you. It's beautiful. It's loving. It's caring. So like in that sense, it's like, it's amazing that you could have that stuff in your life and show the gratitude. I was amazed. I had my friend Marissa told me about this church. You know, she came to some other places before and she went to this place and it was like overwhelming, great for her. And then I was like, hey, I'm going to give it a try. I gave it a try today. And I was like, wow, this is what I've been missing for like this long. Like, and, I learned a lot along the last couple of years. So, and that's okay. Like to learn, I still had great moments in church. You know, but you know, when you get your stones thrown at you or, you know, judged or looked at differently, that's tough, because that's not how life is, you know, like, and, you know, make up things, add things, throw things in, not really understanding. And then, you know, really at the end of the day too, I know I keep coming back to this, but like when you show proof and then you're denying the proof that you're showing, you're like, okay, well, that doesn't make any sense. Like, what's the proof? It's right there. It's right in front of you. That's the receipt. The receipt doesn't lie. But you have a tough time kind of being like, okay, well, because you always got to be right. And that's like not right either. Like, I don't mind being wrong. If I'm wrong, I'll say I'm wrong. I admit I'm wrong. So, you know, just in that terms to come back to that is just try to do the right thing and love the people that need to be loved, care for the people that need to be cared for. At the end of the day, that's all of us. We all need to be loved. We all need to be cared for. When someone's coming to you for help and support, love them, show them respect. And these group of people, they're broke, and I hope they find their way in life, because they continue to keep adding hurt to more people's lives when they don't need to do that. And they're a group that keep following each other, and then Holy Spirit's going to take care of that. And that's just how it's going to work out. So, you know, and how that works out, that's up to them. We'll figure it out maybe down the road, but we'll see what happens. And that's on them to figure out their life and find their way in life, where actually they're helping people instead of hurting people. And then coming to this new church in this new season of my life, where I needed it, and going to the altar and being a part of that is amazing too. And you know, it's good. Like this church, they got, you know, one in Highlands. You can go at 6:30 at night on Sundays. You can go at 10:30 in the morning on Sundays. Like there's many different options throughout the whole city. They have three amazing locations. Saint Church, like try it out. I strongly suggest you try it out. You know, Pastor Brett, seems like an amazing pastor, seems like an amazing person. And I'm blown away by, you know, the way he spoke today, and blown away by the worship of how great they were too. And just in awe of it. And you can just feel it the second you walk in, you're like, this is home. This is what I've been missing. And I love it. And I'm going to continue to keep going and continue to keep watching with my schedule. I work 14 and 7. So I only go to church once a month, but I can watch it in my room and camp, and because it's on YouTube, and that's what I'll do. And it'll be great. And I'm looking forward to this amazing new chapter in my life, and try to find a healing from losing a best friend and someone that was really important to me. You know, that did a lot for me. And, you know, and I know that person misses me too. I see it every day. And I've seen the messages and all that, and, you know, but being forced to like block me out or not have me in that person's life, like, I don't believe that's right. And, you know, when you've done a lot for them and they've done a lot for you, it's hard. It's hard to like lose that someone in your life. You know, it's like they're dead to you and you're never going to see them or hear from them ever again. And, you don't want that at all. And you continue to want them to find their ways in life. You know, and you're going to sit there and you're going to pray and you're going to hope that they find better days as you're trying to find better days. You know, my routine in my life was pretty straightforward. Like it was hockey, it was work, and it was going for walks, with my best friend, like just, you know, going to these great parks, going to great ice cream in Highlands, like, and a nice that, you know, St. Church has a location in Highlands. It's like, how perfect is that? It's like, go to church and right after go get some ice cream. Like that would be pretty sweet, but that can't happen right now. And maybe it happens in the future. Who knows what the future holds? Everything's day by day, and we're never guaranteed to tomorrow. So as you know, a great hockey insider says, we can all get hit by a bus tomorrow. So, or 5 years from now. So you never want to predict the future, but I'm looking forward to this new chapter in my life. You know, I'm looking forward to, you know, talk about it and seeing how it goes. And, you know, I talk about my mental health struggles, like, you know, losing my father at that age and then losing my grandma and my grandpa, you know, so picture that. My mom lost all of both her parents and her husband in a span of 2 years. That's hard. That doesn't happen to a lot of people. And what she did to raise me and my brothers, amazing. Amazing. You know, and I love my mom so much. And, you know, she's been helping me get through this in the last like 7 to 10 days. And, as I said on our last episode, she said to me that, she feels like she finally has her son back. Because since like Christmas, I've been so distant and I haven't talked about anything. I've just kind of kept things to myself. And, you know, finally was able to kind of talk to her about what was going on in my life. And now she's there to help and support me and love me. And, you know, we'll see where this season takes me. And, you know, like I've had some pretty dark days and some bad days, you know, and I, it was just shortly after the phone call happened. You know, I came down to my basement. It's hard to talk about this, but, I'll put it out there. I tried to take my own life, and I was hanging, and the cops came into my house, and they knew something was going on with me, and so they came, and there's two police officers that came in and took care of me and brought me to the hospital and got me the help that I needed. And there's been some rough days throughout this process after that too. I've had some good days, but then I had some really bad ones. And the hockey community continues to support me, and my friends continue to support me, and now I have my mom and my family who can support me. So I'm looking forward to this. And then now I have this new church, that my friend Marissa said, just try this out. Just if it's not for you, it's not for you. If it's for you, it's for you. And it has been for me in such a great way. And I continue to learn more about this and learn the love for Jesus and learn the love for God. And I hope people that that are going through a process that need it can get it, and it's there for you. Prayer changes things. Tell me how your life is going when you don't have God in it, because it might not be going that great. But when you have God in your life, that's good. And that's the tough part of losing my best friend, because we had that connection with God. We had that connection with Jesus. And it was amazing. There's so many prayers, so many great conversations, and so many great, plans in the Bible app. Great app, by the way. Download that thing. That is amazing. It's right there. We're all glued to our phones anyway, so might as well just download that app right now while you're listening, and get in the nitty-gritty of it. Like, get down, find the plans. There's so many great ones, and we did them together, because you can do plans together with multiple different people, and reading the same thing that is being told to you through this great app. So I miss those times too. And I just hope one day I get that back, and maybe right person, wrong time. So maybe the right time will be later on in life. We'll see how it goes. I know what we did for each other, and as the weather gets better, and the walks continue to keep happening with the weather being so beautiful, I know I miss having that person in my life, and I know other people enjoy those walks too, when you get out there with some friends, or your significant other, or your kids, or just a dog. So, like, right lately this past week, I've just gone by myself. Still good, still hurts. Just put in some worship music and just keep trucking along and go on your 3 hour, 4 hour walk, and swing back to the ice cream shop in Highlands and have a nice ice cream and finish up your walk that way. So and go to church at night. So we're gonna try this process out here. We'll see how it goes, see what kind of the reaction we get, and I'm looking forward to kind of building this up a little bit more and having more people that are more educated and tied into ministry. I just want to kind of just do the first one of myself and just kind of talk about what I'm going through, and then talk about, more greater things and more happier things, and maybe the odd time having the tough conversation of what we can do better inside of a church community. So just adding something a little bit different. And again, we'll always title it that way, so if people are seeing it's a hockey interview, they'll see it's a hockey interview. If it's an interview about, God and Jesus, you'll see that in the title. So, just trying to find words here, but I love everyone. I love people that love to help others and continue to help others. At the end of the day, like I say, life is not about you. It's about the people around you and how you impact them in a very beautiful and positive way. Sometimes you have to call out the ones that are hurting others, so they can really understand that they have hurt other people, so they can stop doing that. And and if I've hurt people along the way too, I apologize. I'm not perfect, but you know, I'll do my best to be better, and work in a process of finding healing and deliverance to, you know, be a better version of myself and, you know, be a better version for my family and the people around me. You know, it's hard because I lost the most important person in my life. And, you know, so, life has changed over this last few years, because I had someone so great in my life. And then now, since Christmas, it's not been great. And I'm hoping, some better days come, because it's been quite some time since I had a really good day. And I've had some days where I'm like, man, that should have been a good day. You know, going to an NHL game, covering an NHL game, interviewing NHL players, being in an NHL locker rooms, like all those, you know, not a lot of people get those in life. I get that opportunity. I got that opportunity. I still was hard. It was still hard for me to enjoy it. You know, and I'm hoping maybe next year, I can enjoy those moments a lot more because I'll be in a better place in my life. Because right now I'm not there, I'm getting there, and I'll continue to put the right steps in front to find that. So, look forward to, this new season, being a part of this new church and meeting some people in, this new church too, and maybe asking them to, you know, lend a voice on this podcast too, because, we have a platform that people like to listen to, and, you know, hopefully everyone finds their way and, in life. And, you know, I continue to try to have better days and more good days, as Kelly Rudy likes to say. And it's okay not to be okay. And I have not been okay and will continue to not be okay for a bit here, but every day I'm going to work towards being okay. And, you know, looking forward to, you know, the better days in my life. And, again, everyone, you have a chance, you have a choice. Just make those better choices in your life. That's kind of my theme, and we'll figure out themes as we go. But, you know, if your choice is to, you know, find that courage to leave a situation that you're not happy in, or have a choice to put the better people in your life around you, you know, do it for you. You know, and I know it could be tough, because it could be other people you have to do it for too, but they're going to be okay. They're going to figure it out too. You know, it's not the end of the world. Just don't be manipulated by, what others think. Your decisions are your decisions in life. And, I know your decisions could also impact other people in your life, but when you make the right decision in living in a situation that isn't happy, and you can live in a situation that is happy, in any walk of life, continue to find the ways to make that step. And I understand you might not be able to do it and drop a hat at this point in this time, but you can get there. And when you get there, your life will change, for the better. And you don't have to be in an unhappy situation in anything in life. So, you know, God heard and seen things that I couldn't see or hear, and he removed these people from my life. And he got me to walk up that hallway, and I walked through a new door, and I'm happy I that happened to me. You know, 'cause he put me in the right place with the right people. And, I'm looking forward to, all that beautiful stuff with that new door I walked into this morning. So we will end that way. We look forward to, chatting with you guys very soon. And our next one will be a hockey podcast. And then we'll mix in one of these again, and maybe with Brian Betty. Everyone, take care. God loves you, and love Jesus. Amen.